Good morning. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. On the phone is Casey Barnes, hometown hero, originally from Turner's Beach, making waves around Australia and even around the entire globe. Casey, g'day.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And so you've just announced, actually yesterday, a tour of the USA. How long has it been since you've been there?
Oh, it feels like an eternity. We were lucky enough to go over and do a bunch of shows just literally before COVID hit, and our last show was in Las Vegas, believe it or not, and then we came home and the world changed and everything got shut down and we haven't been able to get back over there. But this is the first time since then, and we're heading back in October, so it's going to be terrific.
And how do they enjoy your stuff over there, because they love a bit of a country twang, don't they?
They do. Country music's actually huge in America. I mean, it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, genres of music in the States, so it's massive. And they generally have a soft spot for Aussies too, which helps. So, I mean, the likes of, I guess everyone would know, Keith Urban's probably the biggest name. He does very well over there. And, it's going to be a great opportunity and very, very excited to get back over.
Yeah, cool. And you've got a new single out, Kiss Me Like You Mean It. This is the fourth one from Light It Up. How do you pick a single?
Yeah, it's a good question. I guess It's a tricky task sometimes. Like, I maybe would have brought Kiss Me Like You Mean It out a little bit earlier, but I've been sitting on this song for a little while, and we all sort of thought this was a perfect radio single, and hence bringing it out now. And it's got a bit of a crossover sort of vibe about it, and it's even got a little bit of brass in there as well, which is different for sort of country. So it's been getting a great response so far, and hope you guys like it.
Yeah, it's very catchy. It's great. Did you collaborate on this one a bit more than the others?
I did, actually. It's a five-way collaboration between myself, two writers in America, and two others here in Australia. So haven't done that before, but it turned out great. We actually originally wrote the song with two guys over in the States, and then took it to the studio to record it. And we thought we could add to it a little bit, and that's what we ended up doing, and it's turned out really well.
And I've got to ask you, the singles Come Turn Me On, God Took His Time On You, Get To Know You, Kiss Me Like You Mean It, are they all about the same person?
My wife, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, correct answer.
I thought they might be. So do you and your wife, because it's today's talk topic, do you have a song, or do you not need one because you've written your song?
That's a good question. Oh, look, we probably go back to, one of the songs we would have used at our wedding, which wasn't one of my songs, because that'd be super weird if you were walking down the aisle or you had your first dance to one of your own songs. But no, it would be one of, we love an artist from the States called Gavin DeGraw, so I've always loved his music, so it would probably be something like that, I'd say.
Yeah, cool. And so on the fourth single of the album cycle, do you start to think at this point what's next? Like, are you starting to write new stuff for a new record, or are you focused on the tour in the States?
Yeah, we're definitely focusing on pretty much a bit of everything. So still focusing on this album. We've got a bunch of shows here in Australia for the rest of this year, and hopefully we're going to get back down to Tassie, once summer hits, if that's all goes to plan. And when I go over to the States, I'm also going to do some co-writing over there and maybe some recording as well. So, yeah, there'll be a bit of everything, but definitely not slowing down.
Yeah. And when you tour and play shows, do you get a backstage rider, and what's on it?
As long as there's a... we're not too fussy, Some people's riders are a bit elaborate. I know my wife, it's funny, this is a true story, because she works on a lot of big sort of events up here in Queensland, and so she's looked after, she's looked after Snoop Dogg and people like that, and their riders are just nuts. So I think ours are very mild compared to that. As long as we've got a bottle of whiskey, that's usually the number one priority. We have a couple of sneaky whiskeys before we go on stage, and that keeps us pretty happy. But some people's riders are crazy. It's full on.
Yeah, I can think of one thing that I imagine Snoop Dogg probably requests.
All I'll say is it's generally like this was an outside gig, right, up here on the Gold Coast, and it had to be like a teepee, right, but without a roof. It had to have this hole cut out of the roof. So I'll let you use your imagination on why, but
yeah.
It's pretty funny.
All right, Casey Barnes, thanks so much for chatting to us. Of course, welcome back on the show anytime, and congrats on all the success, and we love the new single, Kiss Me Like You Mean It.
Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you guys down there soon.